President Trump says he's a self-made man. But according to the New York Times, by the time he was three, Trump was earning $200,000 a year in today's dollars from his father's wealth and real estate empire. By the time he was eight, he was a millionaire. In total, the president received $413 million from his father's real estate empire. That's according to a scathing investigation by the New York Times, one of the longest pieces ever published by the paper. The investigation was based on more than 100,000 pages of documents. It charted the financial history of the Trump family business and the extent to which Donald Trump profited off of the transfer of wealth from his father, Fred Trump. The report detailed signs of tax evasion and very likely tax fraud involving sham corporations, undervalued real estate holdings, and schemes to avoid inheritance taxes. In total, $1 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars in wealth was transferred from the Trump parents to the Trump children. And instead of paying 55% of tax on those funds, the Times investigation found the Trumps paid just 5% tax. That's basically the equivalent of about $500 million in taxes that went unpaid. Jenny Johnson Ware is a criminal tax attorney and partner at Johnson Moore in Chicago, and she joins me now. Jenny, thanks for being with The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me.
So lots to unpack here, but let's start with your broad assessment. Is what the New York Times found fraud?
There are certainly parts of this that are fraud. There are parts of it that are tax avoidance or tax minimization that is perfectly well within the confines of the law. And then there are parts of it that, you know, very significantly cross the line.
And we, of course, should mention that the president's lawyer told the New York Times that the allegation of tax fraud and evasions were, quote, 100% false and highly defamatory. Despite that, the Times found 295 distinct streams of revenue created by Fred Trump to help transfer this money to his son, Donald Trump, which is, quite frankly, pretty incredible. And one of the ways that they did that was by creating a company called All County Building Supply and Maintenance, and they used that company to supposedly buy things like cleaning supplies. But in the Times investigation, they found that basically it was a shell company. It was a company on paper, and they would mark up the cost of products as a way of transferring the money as untaxed gifts. Is that tax fraud?
I believe that it is, based on my review of the allegations in the Times article. If those facts are true, this is tax fraud. And one of the key concepts in tax law is that the economic substance needs to match what you put on paper and what you report to the IRS. And this company had no economic substance. It was merely a way of funneling gifts from the president's father to the president and his siblings.
One of the other things we mentioned at the top is that the Trumps also undervalued their real estate properties. And according to this investigation in the New York Times, Fred Trump's 1995 gift tax return, he claimed that 25 apartment complexes he owned were valued at $41.4 million. But the New York Times says the bank value was actually near $900 million. What about that? Is it clear that that's tax fraud?
It's not as clear because you need to understand the way that valuations occur and the kinds of discounting that is actually appropriate and normal when looking at a minority interest in a company. So you start with a value. And if that value is wrong, then everything following it is wrong. And in this case, it looks like that value was probably wrong. But it's not as clear cut because we don't have the competing valuations done by another expert as of the same approximate date. We're looking at things that happened years after, and things do change over the course of time. I would say that those valuations are highly likely to be wrong, but whether it and subject to civil penalties, whether that amounts to fraud or not is more questionable.
I guess the question that this is sort of all coming from our tax code in the United States, which I think, I want to warn our listeners, don't let your eyes glaze over when I say tax code. Who does the tax code favor? I mean, is it something that wealthier families and wealthier Americans are more savvy about and know how to get their way around these types of loopholes?
Yeah, I think wealthy Americans are more savvy, but I also think they need to be. I think an important thing to remember here is that the estate tax only applies to the wealthiest individuals and families. It only kicks in now this year if when you die, you have more than $11 million. So it's not like these people are avoiding a tax that is generally applicable to the rest of the population, like when they are avoiding income tax and other people are paying their fair share of income tax. In estate tax, you know, it's a creation of Congress that only applies to the wealthy. And then there are other creations of Congress that minimize the amount those same people have to pay. And if you follow the rules, then you're abiding by the law. The problem here is that the rules were not really followed.
Well, and it feels like they weren't followed, but it also, I think for a lot of Americans, I think there's a sense of frustration among those of us who pay our taxes and don't, you know, find these loopholes and are paying a significant amount of our income in taxes versus the wealthy who kind of seem to be able to get around this.
I think that's more of a valid complaint with income tax. With estate tax, none of the rest of us pay estate tax.
Do the wealthy pay estate tax?
Yes, significant portions of it. And, you know, sometimes they can minimize the amount that they have to pay.
Mm-hmm. And what is that? What, you know, is that normal behavior of the ultra wealthy in this country?
Minimizing the amount of estate tax is absolutely normal behavior. Committing fraud to do it is not normal behavior.
So how do we distinguish the two?
You have to look at the amounts and whether the violation of the law is willful. And, you know, the IRS has a whole set of penalties that they use to apply based on how undervalued the properties were in the estate tax returns.
Jenny Johnson Ware is a criminal tax attorney and partner at Johnson Moore in Chicago. Jenny, thanks for being with The Takeaway.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.